be a source of encouragement at this time of year.
Please help him.
Discussing the D-name of someone who doesn't listen to the Besdin. The Mo says, he writes a ksav as a very strong deem. You warn him, you have to come to bed. He doesn't come. He gets what's called a ksav pesichel Mo, like he's excommunicated. A ksav as a star. But this person has been put in chayram. He didn't turn up to Besdin. He was summoned to Dinto, he didn't come. And there's another possibility of someone who has a star written against him because he didn't listen to the Besdin. So there's one ksav which you get for not turning up at the Besdin, and one ksav, a possibility, is someone who doesn't follow the Besdin. Says the Gemara, now when does this shtar get torn up? So Mo starts off, Amar of a high man chav psicha the osiladina, add the osiladina loy makarian lay, till he comes. You can't say, I'm going to Rashi, I'm coming, that's not enough. If it's a shtar written against a person that he refused to come to Besdin, you only tear up the shtar when he actually turns up in bed. You can't say, I'm coming. Next thing, add the loit size to Dina. There's a shtar written against someone, as Aksav came, he didn't follow the instructions of the Besdin. So, Duma, add the size to Dina, loy makarin lay. Tell you this, you can't say, I'm going to Chais, he owes money. Besdin passed and paid money, I'm going out. There's no excuses. Till he follows the Besdin, you don't tear up the shtar. Then says the Gemara, the loy he. Even the Amad Saisona Karina lay. Murdikazah. If he says, I intend to listen to the Besdin, we tear up the shtar. He says, Rashi, we say maybe he's looking for time, he's making shtadlus. So he has to agree to listen, even though we haven't seen that he's actually listened to Maisa. So I was thinking, this time of year, we also refer to tearing up shtoris. We have a reference to Mechaik Kol Shitrei Chavaseinu. And we have also Kra Roya Gizadinenu. So there's a reference now to fillers, the Inya of a Shtar. Documents, Chasim on the Burns, we've got documents which are not very good for us, we prefer they wouldn't be there. So it says our Limud Chus for Klal Yisrael, that we passed in that Maskona Sagamora, you just have to agree to listen. Moedi Kazakh, Makabal, yeah? And then Shuvah, we can't always immediately amend our ways. Not everyone can change all their behavior. Of a firm resolution to follow the Torah is a Gemara Gazach. Any Indian, a person's been a bit weak, and he thinks about it, yeah, I want to be better, I'll make it shtadlus. He just agrees. Yeah. So that's what I thought. And someone yesterday said to me, have you seen the Gemara of the Kama? Says, ah, Badutch of the Gemara, it's past the Kedush's Levi. That's the Mendes Gemara. I says, something else for the same hand, the same Machshova. Kedush, that's Sanguri of the Klavisol, the Burnish of the Paschim is Maskonis of Gemara. The ik is to Nemzachon, to agree to listen to the Torah, Emes of Kabbalah. As Ushtek the Emes of Ben Yoyna said in Shai Tshuva, if a person's Makabal to follow all the Dinim of the Torah, as a Gavad, he says, Yotzah, may I fail of the God, Modik. From light to dark, from darkness to light. And he says that he gets Scha for all the things in the future. That pasuk is written in Rosh Chodesh Nissen. They hadn't done it yet. Are there emissary resolution, intend to do it? You get Scha. It's just like a Gavad, Gazach. To think about it, maybe not. Every person will find a certain point which is weak and he tries to improve it. Emissary Kabbalah is a Gavad, Gazach. As Rashi says, the pshat is, we say he's looking for money. Looking for money, but he's got to tear this. Kenzan pshat is like a yid. And the Biltom makes us all tear this. The Bonesha knows, but Tinein the last of Tzoncha. But at the beginning of the Gemara, interesting, the first shtar, the shtar for not coming to Besdin, the shtate is going to come. Chilip. The shtar for not coming to Besdin, even though the Maskonos of Gemara is more lenient, as the shtar which says this person is excommunicated for not listening to Besdin, it's not necessary for the Maisa to do what he's told to do, but Poyle to give back the money. As long as he makes a firm commitment, and we see he's trying his best, he gets torn up. But there's another shtar, which is a shtar for not coming to Besdin. Didn't turn up. For not turning up, there's no terutzim. The state though. Rashi the Lashon Beit Dina, Avogav Dom Amir, let's say, so Rashi says here, Dilma, it's the Zuzi, Avogav, but Asra Dina, if it called Kamad, Le Ossi, Afgerusim. It's a Pesafkeiris. So I'm making a moshul for our matziv. The shtar of chas v'sholem shitrei chavaseinu is the ikiz nemtzachon to fall on the Torah. Abba Madaf, you've got to come to Bezdin. So what's the name? You've got to come. I'm thinking maybe the coming is after the tefillah. A son of the flesh, as is the tefillah. So I presume if you work on tefillah to feel me, then tachin lefnei hamelech. Oyim b'defnei hamelech is the tefillah. This can't happen. This can't happen. But I've not coming. We don't look for excuses. Because I can't. Can't happen. Like Rashi says, paying money takes time to find money. But at least turn up. Zeshem Rashi, not to turn up in Bezdin. That's completely unacceptable. Not to pay the money. Bezdin Vishnu upset. Maybe it's a major. It's a ganzer mapecha for this person. It's a ganzer zachi. He thought he was going to be zoicha b'din, and then he's told he's chayev, and he has to get his. He had to get his act together. And he's push him mele. You give him time, and then to come, he says he's torud. Oh, but the coming, it's kanzam. If an hour for the nimsha, the coming is. Davon and Erlich, stand before the Bein Shloilem with Achno, because the Baruch Ata Hashem, yet the Tefillah is the Chenyan from Oymer to Fnei Melech. It's this time of year, Chizik and Tefillah, is that Tefillah is the Gedder, born who we've come, so to speak, to the Bein Shloilem, and we feel the Achno, it does stick at the Gedder. It's Tefillah. The Amish people of Ein Yisrael are always the special Tefillahs. Was Mezuk Yom Neroen, people say, Gros Kavala, and we've got to remember the daily tefillahs are just maybe more important, yeah? But the taba is, as I can say, that's often your morning Israel. So the Avraham Len Kavana, to think about the meaning of the words of the daily, the regular tefillahs every day, yeah? So about Vertel, I think I heard it in Yiddish, I think it's not the same thing, so as the Behurachim with the Kol Nidjim Gathat in Torah. Behurachim from Shein Vachamishnach, I'm already a tefillah. So the Burachim said to Kalnidim, why? It's not fair. Why is everyone the Mechava and the Muslim? Why am I so neglected? It's a tiny Burachim. It's a Mordika Tvila for Golas Ashchina, for Allah Zachim. And Kalnidre, about everyone should Mechava and Kalnidre is Gewaldig, it's a great story. But Kalnidre is a formula for annulling vows. Not even a Tvila Bemis. No. Kedushta Yoy invites Avada, Chazal said you say that Avada, the Inyan, Avada, the Mechava and Zain, but it's not a Tvila. To say that at the end is supposed to be that verse, let's say, as the Hurachim are geemfert, as the Hurachim got some Hurachim, as in the Dirch Nog, you have Einmal Yod Moch Mechavim Gedein. Einmal Yod Mechavim. Okay, is the Cheshivas from the Tefillah, and all the Tefillahs we say anyway, Mechavim, is every Tefillah is begedda, Oyim Mitlifnei Melech, Melech, Chizik and Tefillah, is the Kemazog, and as we came, at least, we presented ourselves to the Bein Yisrael, And the chelik of the tikkun ha'maisim is yeah about it. But Rambam says got to mamash gigoyed on never do the veil again. Okay, so how come I dreig? But yeah, the Rashi says we're intending to do it. Oh, is this inyan which Rashi says you give him time and we say he wants to pay his debt. There's an ishta psak you should pay your chayvus, and this person is delayed. She might have thought, ooh, he's. He's disobeying Bezdin. So, well, no. He made a resolution and he's going to. He's got various tirdas. Oh, so, when do we say he's got tirdas if this is a person who genuinely wants to listen to the Bezdin, yeah? The person's got an oinus, he can't do something. You say, well, he'd like to do it, but he's got an oinus. How do you know? Maybe he's very happy he can't do it. General question, when a person says, oh, it's very much like this, I couldn't manage, something cropped up. As an excuse. When a person gives an excuse, how is it taka true? Is he taka genuinely sorry? Or could be sometime he didn't want to do it anyway and he's very happy he can't do it? Excuse, Baruch Hashem, an excuse, an onus cropped up. Is there ashes of door? As a person doesn't listen to the Bezdin, we tear up the shtad because he's making shtadless. So in our matzav, we're davening mechayk bracherecho rabim kol shitrei chavaseinu kra roya gzadineinu. Even if we can't show the reboinishlan we've actually changed in gansan, or we made a genuine commitment to do tshuva. And the ikka is, the reboinishlan to say, all these things, there haven't been a mice, there's all. Oh, there's a tida. And a tida means, but emes, you would like to do it, no. Oh, in some difficulties. Is this, so we have to try and become Every Yishat is Amin Yid who Taka wants to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when there's an Oynus, it's Taka genuinely is upset about it, he can't, rather than Boch Hashem Bechim Potter. We learned yesterday the Akedah. What happened by the Akedah? Well, first of all, the Yachavosh is a Sinai. Aaron did it with his Rizas. That shows you Taka wanted to do it. And the main Kiddush is that when he was told you don't have to do the Akedah, what happened? One would have thought he should breathe a sigh of relief. Baruch Hashem. What happened to Maisa? He took the ayil and he said, this should be Mamokim Yitzchak. And it's Maduik in the Psukim, the Ikka Brocha of Ramavinu God was not for the fact that he was bear to Shech Yitzchak. But Yikka Malach Shein Ismail Hashemoy, and the second Malach came after he showed that he genuinely, with every fibre of his being, he wanted to do it. Even though it went against everything that he stood for, was against the Midas HaChesed, would be Mamash Azah, you get Bizyoinus. Bizyoinus is an understatement. Aram Avinu, the Isha HaChesed, is now going to Shechtis, and how will he be able to face the world? Nevertheless, he was prepared to do it, and the Raya is that when he was told not to do it, he did not breathe a sigh of relief. What did he do? He took the eyes of Yerot, and first he wanted to Yitzchak them down. He says, this aisle should be Mokim Yitzchak, yeah? There's a Chazal which says, Afro Shel Yitzchak Tzovo. Rashi says in things in Bechakosah, it doesn't say, it says Zeichav Roms, yeah, it doesn't say Zeichav by Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's ash is in front of the Kisa covered. Where's Yitzchak's ash? Yitzchak wasn't shechted. The answer is, the Tvillah from Avraham Avinu, that the aisle should be Mokim Yitzchak, was Taka accepted, and this is like Yitzchak, and the schus of Akedah Mamash, because he genuinely wanted to do it. Is whether a person wants to do something, you can see that the test is, how does he react when he doesn't have to do it? The Mela, if you see Taka, he's genuinely upset. It's a similar Taka Gavol. Taka Gavol is Gavaldig. Then was his oinus, is wanting oinus. Is a sachlecht oinus, not a bissel oinus, shoygig, we say a konidreid, kill a chalom bishkogger. What's a shkogger? Even amazing, shkogger does, tritzim yetzara. It wasn't the real person. The ik is, the version of Kevin Zogan, when we do mitzvahs and mass and tovim, thus is the man. That's what he really wants to do. And anything he did which is not in accordance with the Torah, that was just, whatever, slipped up, yeah? Yeah, it wasn't him, it wasn't very unusual. That's not him, we're not him. Someone does something very unusual. Yeah, that's not him. He did it, not him. It's not his real character. He's out of character. Oh, this is. We want that if Bernstein can look at anything we do, which is not in accordance with the Torah, is out of character, it's a chapter in Torah, Mela. That makes it a lot easier to be Zoych Medin. And we can say, Mir Zelen Yidin was villain, Heaton Torah Mitzvahs. That is our ambition, that is our goal, that's what we're trying. And everything else is just as our soil should be Isim Akim. Oh. So when can you say that? If you see Taka, that is your focus. Is the simon is, if you don't have, are you genuinely upset if you're not honest? And the other simon is to show that you're machav of the mitzvahs and you're machd of the mitzvahs. If a person just does the bare minimum of a mitzvah to yotze zayin, very right, I've done my shofar, tick off, I did shofar, I did slichas, everything's, he's done all his duties, upgepattered, then the chayla, it's hard to say that he really, that's what he wants to do. He's just doing it Yotzezam. In Shteitin Gemara, Chibuv Mitzvah, when the Satan sees the Eden blow shofar twice. Why did he blow twice? Toikim Reim Shei Oim Deim Klin Yotzezam. What does Satan see? He sees Chibuv Mitzvah. A mitzvah is something which is beloved to you, and you've got Cheshi to do a mitzvah, and you go beyond the strict letter of the law. If you go beyond the strict halacha, is a simon, this is what I want to do. I want to make a hidul mitzvah. I want to do with chavivas. Is all that shows, this is where my cheshik lies. Cheshik is about it. Where the person's cheshik is, that is the person. Wherever without cheshik, does he stand? Cheshik, yeah. Cheshik, unchenish gear, it's normal about kocha, yeah. Bakoche yan omein. Malach toy bakoche. Bakoche nish gear, that's them. About that, we are bakoche, yeah. After Nasav and Ishma, they still had Kofa haki gigis, you should feel you are being forced. So you've got to have a feeling of being forced. Is the cheshik to tell mitzvah, the cheshik, but the zrizus, but the simchoshal mitzvah, but the hidden mitzvah, all these things help to show Ados is what I want to do, and this is where this is my ambition, and everything else is Fashidna Sibas Tidas. Mamela, we're able to say the Ribbono Shel Olam. We've presented ourselves that the Yid was had a Ksav Psicha in Bezdin. He didn't turn up to Bezdin. So hopefully we're able to say the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have Asonu Lefunecha. We've turned up. How have we turned up? We came davenim. Daven obviously means we've turned up, means when the person's turned up, means his mind is there in davening. The person's lips are moving, his mind's not there. He sent a shliach. Someone's asked to serve the king, he sent a shliach to do it. We're asked to serve the boyosha, we shouldn't send our mouth to do it for us. Lip service. We should cut our song of an echo, we should turn up, meaning focus, a certain basic kavana. Then we can say the boyosha, that chelik has to show the ksaf not turning up. Needs to be torn up, we've turned up. And the other chaylik, shtetuch in the Gemara, she told me. The baditch of the Gemara, you call it, yeah? Pasuk Kedush Levi, yeah? As Klal Yisrael, I've got a schus, as they want to Mekayim Rosh Hashem, is that spaghetti, someone who's makabel to listen to the Bezdin, for shtetuch in the Gemara, gets ripped up. I hasn't listened to the Bezdin. Is that actually Nachamu? The molester is with Hashem at Torah. He's busy. So when I'm torn, he's trying his best. Sure. This is our grace of Chizuk, right. Now, Soim Gedalia. I think possibly not so many people are familiar with the story of Soim Gedalia. Is that possible? So, say the Pesukim. What happened exactly? In Yemiya. Pesukim in Yemiya. There's a story, and there's a grace, there's a limit from the story. The Melech Kastim appointed, his name was actually Gedaliahu, yeah? Someone comes to a, so it's the get. What's your name? Gedaliah. If he's not sure, you write Gedaliahu. Unless he knows Vada is called to the Torah Gedaliah. Because the real name is Gedaliahu. Yeah? Which fans got a tshuva, it's interesting. He says there, so Bam is a shayla, is there a hakpoda to call after someone who was bad mazel? So which fans think it's a machlokes. Because there's it says in Shemus Gittin, if someone's called Yeshaya, he said, I'm called Yeshaya. So unless he knows definitely, forget, maybe he didn't. He doesn't always get an aliyah very often, hasn't had an aliyah for years, doesn't know exactly, just a name Yeshaya. So if so, we assume he's called Yeshaya, not Yeshayahu. Why? Because Yeshaya Nov was called Yeshayahu, and Yeshaya was killed. Yeshaya Nov was killed by his
grandson
Pachad Noira. And he could kill Bezoi. Bezoi, Rea Mazda, you don't give a name. Interesting, all these names you trace back to Tanakh. I would have said you trace back whatever. My Zayd is called Yeshaya. Seems that apparently he's known with names. He goes back to the internet. So about the famous Yeshaya in Nach was called killed. So we say Yeshaya, we found the Yeshaya in Melochim. So say Melochim, Shemus Gittim. Obviously all these dinim in Yodea, Bavada, Fakat is different. Assuming he doesn't know very much, what's your name? So it's assumed you don't call after Yeshaya Novi, because he was Yeshaya means American Melochim called Yeshaya. Or we look in the name Gedaliah, Stam, if a person doesn't know what his name is for definite, he's called Gedaliahu. So much advice, when Gedaliah was killed, the apostle is a stira. So the much advice, it's a machlaikas. She says that this person, Shaila, if your wife's machpid, there's a machpid, someone who died young, well, it's got a machpid, there's a machlaikas, yeah. In the much advice, he says he's not sure what's called tragedy. He says there, Shmuel Novi died at 52, yeah? Related, yeah? Ad Oilam, yeah, he came when he was weaned. He's born to the Messiah when he was weaned. Ad Oilam, 50 years later, he died. So much fun. Many people call Shmuel. So again, you would say, where Shmuel? My Zayda guy. It seems you go back to if the Biyat Poder, so much fun, she says, Motika Chizuk. One says about Shiva, everyone should be Mach Yom Shonim. Somebody lives a shorter life. Shonim Shenek Savloy. I began much with children, the guys that be kinder, Boch Hashem. Some are Nishpachai of him, it's bad, I forget you. He said, Noch the Elton, after his parents, Nishpachai of him, Chasachum, got kinder. Nishmuchach is called Leah Masley. This is Shonim, but that Shah much fine, Shah was a woman without children. Okay. Al Yadak Zin, Sir Toy was coming to our name, much fine and clear, not sure what the Ayah comes, the Indian of Rea Masley, yeah? There is that Podder, Machlaikas. Because those who say that you don't call Yeshaya, those who say Stam Yeshaya is Yeshaya, not Yeshayahu, because they're worried about the bad Masley of Yeshaya Novi. Oh, but those who say Stam Gedali is Gedaliahu, they mean Dami I also kill, the rise of Machlaikas. Then the much fine says, Agoinus, this is the Mishnah Tanakh, he says that there's another Yeshaya, there's another Gedaliah. Nobody knows, they also wouldn't have known. Tzefanya ben Kush ben Gedaliah, the Zayda of Tzefanya Hanovi. Now, And the Gemara says, whoever's a tzaddik, and he says his name, is all tzaddikim. So Gemara, whoever says a stammer name of someone, if he's a tzaddik, his father here. I got here as well, Rosh as well. This person who killed Gedalia. Shmuel ben, someone we just bothered you. But anyway, somebody's known to be a Rosha, ben, all Roshoim. And somebody's a tzaddik, it's tzaddik. Somebody who stammed is a tzaddik. So what's wrong with Tzfanya Novi Zayda, big tzaddik? Has anyone heard of him? No. Says the Mishvash Taka, Lo Yodua Le'inshi Kol Kach. Everyone agree with that? Lo, not so well known to people. Somebody called this Gedalia, who was the grandfather of Tzfanya Novi, yeah? Tzfanya was not well known. It's one of the two Nevi, you never lay him but Sibba, yeah? You never lay him Tzfanya, not so well known, yeah? Another Rach has been doing. I think it's Tzfanya, Nochem, the three Nevi, never lay him, yeah? The Bishma came from Aftoya, Tzfanya's episode anyway. Don't know much about Tzfanya, no, we're thinking about his Akoparin. So much Tzfanya, why not say, Stam Gedalia is called a. Oh, he's a Raya, says Muslim Pshat is, because Sam Gedalia, even if we call it Sam Gedalia, of it's Yodua Le'inshi from Gedalia, from Sam Gedalia today, and his name was Gedaliahu. And therefore it says in the Mor, in Hilchas Gittin, unless someone knows, unless if someone doesn't Stam, you assume his name is Gedalia. So the much Tzfanya said, but if there will be a Groysak Podder, not to call after someone who was a bad mazel, we ought to assume this name is the Tzfanya of Izaida. Why do we say that? It's a raya, this shitter seems to hold, doesn't matter, yeah? Like by Yeshaya Novi, the Yeshaya that he's called after is less well known than Yeshaya Novi. You find the name up? So there you have it, see? So it's a quiz question. Two people called Gedalia. One is Gedalia ben Achikam, the other one is Tzfanya ben Kush ben Gedalia, the grandfather of Tzfanya. And in case they will make machen, stating a moral, whoever's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, a tzaddiki oilam, right, anyway. So he says, like, well, right, a corporal is called Gedal, he's called Gedal Yohu. So he was appointed a governor in Bovel, yeah? He was appointed, for the remains of the Yidden who stayed behind after Golas, yeah? And Mishvur says, when he was killed, Mishvur says, Mamash Golu Kulam, Venergu La'alofim. By the thousand, this triggered off a major tragedy. Thousands of Yidden were killed because they all went to God. And he was the governor. And when he was there, the Sheiris Aplata had a Shtikl Hatzola. Hifki Mechbo Gedal Yohu. Hifki Dian Noshim and Noshim Ataf. It seemed like it was a Shtikl. It was a reasonable massive. And then when he was killed, it was Gefer. Now then, he was actually warned beforehand, someone wants to kill you. Oh, yeah. So he was warned, you might get killed. Now, let's finish now. Listen to this. Then, not only was warned, someone said to him, I'll go and kill this person. Someone offered to kill this person. This person, Yishmael ben Asanya, who was a rumor going around, he wants to kill Gedalia. Habala har gacha. Hashkei magen. So someone offered Gedalia. I'm telling you, there's someone wants to kill you. I'm offering to kill him now, this person, before he kills you. And he warned him. Isli lomaya keko nefesh for the fight to call you Hudanik botim alecha for avda sheis Yehuda. The whole crisis will be a major tragedy. Gedalia was like the one who kept them anchored together with a shikol chizik. The sheiris of Plato was still there to Saul, had a shikol kiyum as long as Gedalia was there. So someone warned him. If Kasman you'll be killed, it'll be a major tragedy for Kaiser. I'm offering now to go and finish him off before he. And what did Gedalia say? Don't do it. Meaning about Yishmael. He wants to kill, I can't believe he wants to kill. Not true. Don't accept it. Don't team in his containers. What happened? He was warned, he took him, he was killed. And what happened? He could not eat him. And then there was a ganz The crowd saw suddenly dispersed. One of the Mepharshim says they thought it might be like a billboard that the heathen killed him. Says they don't wait in the Golas. One of the Mepharshim says, why did they go to Golas then? Says Rosh Hashanah, afterwards, they went to Begeirus, come on, they went somewhere else. Begeirus, they went away. A lot of you went away. Because Shav, why? Someone says, why would they all go away? Someone the first, because they thought, I was preparing it, I saw this lesson here. Someone had a look at what, directly because of this story. You did it. He was not appointed by the king. He was the governor appointed by Melbourne. Says if the custom say the Yidden plotted to kill the governor, the Yidden assassinated him, it'd be gefährlich. So they all ran away. So it was a major gullus, and the Mishmusabs never lost him. The kids are major, triggered off a major tragedy. Oh, and it all started because he didn't want to believe Lashon Hara. And the Chazal says, the Pasuk here, and the Chazal, it says here, Aboya asher hishtich shom Yishmael es kol pigrei ha'anoshim ashik le'gado. There was a pit, and Yishmael, this Rasha, threw their bodies in the pit, and these people were smitten by Gedaliah. Freit the Gemara in it, Gedaliah didn't do it. The Rosh Yishmael did it. Yeah. Says the Mora, but he had a way of saving himself. He didn't want to believe Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he's considered to be blamed. He's blamed. He's blamed because he's responsible for this great tragedy that was triggered off because the Ma'aseh should have been choshesh. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, you mustn't be makabel, but you have to be choshesh. Stam Rosh Hashanah, you mustn't listen to. You must be careful. Listen, what's the concern? You did this, you did that. Stam avla. Stam peddling gossip. Don't listen to it. Oh, but sometimes someone tells what's on the gear to you. Someone says to you, Polony, you're thinking of employing someone in your shop. He's got a reputation as a sickle ganner. Don't employ him in your shop. The gear the miser. You want to? Someone's got a job. Someone's in a position of responsibility. Don't take him on. He's got the suspicious rumours about him. Someone wants to harm you. Don't go there. There's someone waiting for you in a dark alleyway. He may start with you. So, sensible person, take precautions. The Mishabru says, Chofetz Chaim says, you mustn't be a kabbal, only lochosh. So, I don't know how he manages that exactly. Chofetz Chaim actually says, you're supposed to look at this person saying before, I'm being choshed. But I don't, he says, lochosh is, lo nigra erko lo shum dov. He's the same person before. I've got my suspicions about it. I don't know how you manage that. So once you've heard this, you're choshesh, it's very hard to treat him the same as every other man. Sir, you look down on him. I call upon him. The halach is not be makabel v'hechta, just take precautions. And Gedal Yohu Belachikam did not take precautions. And what happened? Nebuch umgekim. Oh. So that's the lesson. The lesson here is, the gay also for Seis Mitshuva, that halacha makes allowances when it's taka necessary. Chofetz Chaim says in his Akdoma, one of the reasons people are very lax with Lashon Hara, Shemis HaLoshon, it's very, very, yeah? Chofetz Chaim worked his whole life that Diburim Asurim should be the same Chaim as Macholas Asurus. Says in one place, someone talks to Lashon Hara, say, well, tell him off, a week he's finished, now tell him about Lashon Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, eating a bowl of soup, every spoonful, not a veira. If you saw him eating a bowl of chazad, a week he's finished, now tell him off. Every spirit, that was the Chofetz Chaim's whole thing. The Sebes of Art, I don't know if it's true or not, the Sebes of Vettel, someone wanted the Chofetz Chaim to mufass him. Esmach has only one lab. Lashon Hara could leave the 17 lab. Not every Lashon Hara, but to say, not good. It's a Machel Esn Chaz of Billy Badoilem. Won't have the right effect. Anyway, I call upon him. So don't feel the Chaim. Why? One of the reasons is because you feel it's so hard. If I start keeping Shemir Zaloshim, I won't be able to be
social.
A social person. I'll be like, I won't have anything to talk about. It's the answer's that. Too hard. Too hard. Which is obviously is Atas HaYetzer. Chofetz Chaim says, some people, the Yetzer says, it's not Lashon Hara. Our famous are Mitzvahs to Redden. Those are Mitzvahs to Redden, yeah. Yeah, someone was smoothing before davening. He was getting late, davening very late. He says, "My guy just sits in davening. My vaza came out of pura shulim for davening." Yeah, my vaza is shulim. Or if he learns halacha, it's too hard. The reason he thinks it's too hard is he doesn't know the R heterim when necessary. Like a Gedalia, so the majority of Lashon Hara is takanot. It's one between you don't need to anyway. If you need to, you're allowed to. So it's important limud from Gedalia. The halach is not made to be a gefelach. People halach is a big obstacle. Hilchas Lashon Hara, Shmiras Lashon is a major obstacle preventing me from being a sociable person. Is that is mamush atzas ayetzara? It's not an obstacle. It's a minor for you. You'll be able to be of lebrius, be nidder from isurim. And if anything which is an obstacle, which you need to know, which you need to tell, you're allowed to tell him. And if you need to hear, you're allowed to hear it. Mela, it's a very important limit of the hatayrim. Why you have to know that hatayrim is because if you think everything's osa, you'll get meyush. Similar, Chavos Chaim says in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Abdomba, people don't know Hilchos Shabbos. He says the same thing. He says that, if you don't look, you're all Jewish. He gives a moshel there. It doesn't apply to us so much. Someone's animals are running away. The farmers, his chickens are running away. What do you want to do? So in panic, he'll chase them back into the chicken pen. He doesn't say to the raisa. He doesn't know what he's doing. He says, ask a goy, and you go to a mockum shame, but say the right. It's us. Chavos Chaim said, finished. If you don't learn, very hard, don't learn to be machmir. You can't always be machmir. I'm all, Adam bore on my mind. Yeah, he gives him a Chavos Chaim. All that don't for Shabbos. He wants to prove the importance of learning a Shabbos. Not only not to be nechshol, not only obviously learn a Shabbos, know what's osa, not to be nechshol in Chil Shabbos, but to know when there are tayin, there are ways of doing it, ofer amuta. If you don't know the halacha, you think everything's osa. To be a fire, yeah, brings a moshul, there's a fire. She might pour water, pachad. What you're supposed to do is pour water not where the fire is, where the a bit further around. So it's groma, it's gram kibbu. You don't know halacha, you might. The mother says this. Someone's bowl might do things that are osa. Chazal knew that. Chazal says, give a tent for that reason, yeah? The ratayim specially made, someone finds him in the street, a valuable item. The ratayim given a chatchila, chazal. Mamut Chazal, the Shulchan Aruch gives a teirin to prevent people doing big aveiros. So all our teirin, when our teirin are needed, the mele makes it easier to agree to keep the halacha. You shouldn't the halacha to shver azach. Can the choice happen? And this is everything's like that. Someone has never kept kashrus in his life. You start telling him meat and milk separate. Can the choice happen? He might say that. Quite stubborn. Business meat and separate side of the kitchen. What happens if it spills a mixture? Oh, but you know, have a kosher kitchen, don't have that many shilas. If there's a shila, I'm always after, yeah? Oh, but one can masada one's life to be noyeg al pi alocha. It's not insurmountable, yeah? It's a big yisod. It's a chizel to do tshuva to realize alocha is not a, something frightening that makes your whole life a misery. That's it, the kashas, yeah? He's a good moshul kasha. Other things I've had. Someone's not used to these things. I can't survive. I can't live a normal life. My life will be whole. Is we understand that someone is the inyonim that Baruch Hashem, all the from a Eden keep, the moshul kashas and these things. We understand that someone who says I can't start keeping kosher. I can't survive. I can live my life a misery. I can't eat anything. I have to wait, meat and milk. It's too hard. So we understand the things that we, Baruch Hashem, keep. We can understand that someone says it's too hard. Of course it's not too hard. You just do it. You'll see it's quite all right. Mipsori Esek, I'm doing it. I'm all right. That's the things that we do keep. The Shaila, the Mokum and Isoyen is, the Ranyon and the even Flumayid are a bit schwach. Even Yidin Shemitah mitzvahs are not always up to standard in certain inyanim. And maybe, without realizing it, subconscious, they're also saying it's too hard. Any inyan person's not used to, if you tell someone, come on time for davening, and just daven the whole time, and don't talk during davening until the end of davening. If he's rogel to do all his business during davening, can you show this out? Yeah? Yeah, any Indian, Shmuel Loshen, yeah? Someone's not, there's unfortunately been from a Yid, but he's not gone into the Indian of Shmuel Loshen. Mela, he's weak, he's not going to think about it. He ends up not being in order, saying things he shouldn't be saying, yeah? And if you tell him what it involves, he thinks it's an insurmountable obstacle. But it's not, it's just a question of putting oneself right for their mind and doing it. If you do it, you get Sjath Lishmaya. They say, well, the goyim, before Machan Torah, the goyim, I said, what's in the Torah? He said, Lo Seitzach, can't manage. They sin off each. The Eid didn't ask. So why could he also say, what, the Eid girl said, what's in the Torah? The Burj girl said, the Seitzach will come back. Guess what's happened? Yeah. The answer is, the big Yisad is, if the Burj gives you a tzivri, Any commandment the Baruch Hashem gives, we are given the koichas to keep it. Big yisod. The mistake of the goyim was, we can't keep lo seitzach. Why? We live by the sword. We can't keep lo sinof because we are chevra mezana. The mistake is they were judging with their present koichas, their present tchunas hanefesh. The goyim said, the female present nature, this nation said, we are rotzchim, we are ganovim, so we can't accept them against our nature. But they didn't know the sod, if you're makabel, if you accept the mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives you satish man to keep the mitzvahs. A great sechizit, yeah. Says me tshuva, and when I do tshuva, I must start to improve everything which is shvach, and then a person might feel, it's all beyond me. If nothing is, if it's a tzivah Torah, nothing is beyond us, it's all, we get the koichas. And you get the koichas and the schus that you undertake to keep Torah mitzvahs, you get koichas, it's easier than you think, I bought a time, it gets easier, I bought a time of Sinai, so yeah, it's easier than you think, and it's good to bear in mind, if you want to have a chizik in Indian, learn the halachas. Some of you need a chizik in Shabbat, learn the Shabbos, learn the Shabbos, and don't be frightened, don't be under the misapprehension. If I start learning these dinim, there'll be so many chumras I won't be able to manage, yeah? Now I learned Hilchas Basar B'Chol, I really found kulas, not chumras. I learned Basar B'Chol in my kitchen. Sachsach, there could be more maker. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Things crop up, which I'm assembled yet. Baruch Hashem, the Yidin Medakim Mitzvahs, they won't find so many chumras. Oh, Zerach Klal, Kashrus, everything's Mesuda, yeah? To have Shailas with dust, with the Book of Rishish, everything's Baruch Hashem Mesuda, Atzad HaYoy Satoy. Yeah, come out, no Nisyonis in his Inyonim. So we have to try and make other inyams also be outside of Yosef Tov, yeah? The davener, mishmiz, halosh, and any inyam which a person feels is shvach, he should try and learn the halachas of it, and try and find out what the Torah requires from him, and should be besimcha that he's got a schus to make a tikkum, and he makes a tikkum, or gets out the shmaya, and he should realize if there's any, in dire circumstances, there are allowances are made. Shouldn't they go, don't talk to us, thank you, and Gedali Ben Chikim is a classic example, yeah? He was too frum, yeah? Now there's people call anyone who keeps on falling. The word too frum is not a very good phrase to use. People tend to think anyone who keeps halacha, you see someone who prays, he makes a brocha, baruch at every word, clearly, makes a bechananin, enunciating every word he's going to make, too frum. There's a halacha, it can be, unfortunately nowadays, someone who's medactive halacha can be called too frum. And he's doing what's right up here on Mazalzel, yeah? Unfortunately, yeah? But there's a Muslim being too from meaning, here's a marshal, yeah? Someone, yeah? Say, Avad, everyone thinks the way they are is animal. Person's always got a certain mashuk at his death. Say, Avad, Weinige wie ich bin is a kalika. Wie ich, mehr wie ich bin is a verfremter. Wie ich bin is git. So, unfortunately, that's it, yeah? He's got to be, the abn of sich to. Yeah? So, then the kudus abchil, there was one point when the kudus abchil, the point where you can improve. At that point, yeah? Always look at someone who's got more, yeah? Stayed in the svarim. In yonim from Gashmias, look at someone who's got less than you. Vaniga geld, vaniga covered, ala in yonim Gashmias, and Ruchnias, don't fall in the trap, oh, Yana's better, Yana's worse than me. Yana, how gunished. Ruchnias, look at someone who's better. Look at someone who davens more kavana, someone who's more nizah and shmizlah, more any Indian, avos Hashem, find someone who's better than you and should strive to go in the upward direction, yeah? The mala, yeah? And after the sticker, chus for Klal Yisrael, it's very hard to say a person when a tzaddik ibn nacht, but the chus is, we're mishtadl, the mela, when we daven, mechayk brachamecha rabbim kol shitre chavaseinu. We never say actually about tearing up a shtar. We say mechayk a shtar and kara roya. Both phrases. A shtar is referred to in davening, and tearing up is referred. Not in the same phrase. You have tearing up the gzeira and ripping out the shtar. Of the same idea. May we daven if we take a makabel, as the Gemara says in the Bavakam, we pass that maskosa Gemara. As a firm Kabbalah, his status to improve is Mazoy Chataka as Machoy Koshit Chavisainu, Maxim Toy.
You mixed up with donkeys. Mixed up with donkeys. You go to Billum's donkey instead of doing it from Reed.